Let's turn now to Texas, where heavy rains from Tropical Storm Imelda have submerged much of the greater Houston area. Schools and roads are still closed today as emergency responders continue to rescue residents from roofs and cars. So far, there have been two deaths, including one man who was electrocuted while trying to rescue his horse. For more, let's turn to Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo. Hi, Chief.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Chief, we're hearing that in some areas around Beaumont, which is about an hour and a half northeast of Houston, has already received upwards of 43 inches of rain. And for context, this part of Texas typically receives about 63 inches of rain over a whole year. Describe for us what you're seeing on the ground there.
Well, for the city of Houston, we got hit really hard yesterday, but the greatest impact really was east of us in Beaumont. And the water was reminiscent for those folks of Hurricane Harvey. And then we went to Kingwood where we saw homes flooding. And, you know, some of these folks had just moved back in after a flood in May. And so it's just it's a sad thing to watch. And but we're just very grateful that there was only two reported losses of life in this mm-hmm. event.
Mm-hmm. You're comparing this to Hurricane Harvey.
Well, when you're talking about that amount of rainfall in Beaumont, you know, Harvey was about 50, 60 inches and up to 60 inches in some places in Beaumont. You know, that's a lot of rain. And but, you know, the resiliency of Texans, of Houstonians, of Americans is something that I marvel about. And their attitudes yesterday when we're evacuating people from homes they had just moved back into. I think this just speaks as to the spirit of our community. You know, we coined the phrase Houston strong, Texas strong, Boston strong. And it's just the best is coming out of folks in these trying circumstances. And so to me, that's the silver lining. That it's a reminder, especially at a time where there's so much division in our country, that when the going gets tough, we actually all come together.
Mm-hmm. I think I know what you mean. I saw some of those photos and video of volunteers, not just police officers, who were out on their own helping to rescue people. You guys had a lot of high rider rescues, as I mentioned. What's the latest count?
Well, in the greater Houston, Harris County area, we're probably pushing between all the departments over 2,000 here. Wow. And if you extend that over into the east of here, it's going to be many, many more.
Yeah, I know it might be hard to tell right now because you're in the thick of it. But do you get a sense of how much damage has been done?
Well, the damage assessments are going on. I know that in the city itself, we're probably going to have upwards of 200 structures, which compared to Harvey is negligible, but that's 200 families who have to deal with the rebuilding of their houses. But as we spread out from the city of Houston and go east again to Beaumont, that count is going to be much, much higher. But we still don't have an official count other than I can tell you it was very widespread. Houses were underwater, completely underwater in some cases. And so in the upcoming days, I'm sure we're going to understand just how widespread and how devastating this event was.
Well, thank you so much, Chief, for your work. And thank you for talking with us. That's Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo. Chief, good luck and thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.